Election officials say they have now processed ballots from more than one-third of polling stations nationwide, and just more than 2 million votes have been deemed valid. The director of the Independent Election Commission, Daoud Ali Najafi, announced the vote totals to reporters in Kabul.
Muhtaram Hamid Karzai. 940,558 ray.
Mr. Hamid Karzai has received 940,558 votes.
That equals 46.3% of total valid votes tabulated so far. Challenger Abdullah has 638,924 votes, just over 31%. There are a number of other candidates far behind. Additional partial results are to be released Monday. President Karzai will need more than 50% of the vote to avoid a runoff election against the top challenger. Najafi was asked by a reporter about reports U.S. Special Envoy Richard Holbrooke is trying to pressure the Afghan government into holding a second round to alleviate concerns of widespread voter fraud. Najafi says Holbrooke does not have any right to decide whether or not there will be a runoff. If no candidate has more than 50% of total valid votes, then there will be a second round of the election. Both the Karzai and Abdullah campaigns have exchanged accusations of ballot box stuffing. Other presidential candidates have also produced evidence of what they say shows wholesale fraud by officials and campaign workers. The Election Complaints Commission, partly appointed by the United Nations, has received more than 2,000 formal complaints. It says more than 200 are serious and will need to be investigated before the election results can be certified. That process might take weeks. Billed as only the second free election for president in Afghanistan's history, the fraud allegations are threatening the legitimacy of the process. Also complicating the picture is a perception President Karzai, to gain electoral support, has allied with brutal warlords and others accused of either human rights abuses or drug trafficking. Voter turnout was lower than expected, especially in the troubled South, in part because of Taliban threats to disrupt the balloting and retaliate against voters. In the latest violence, officials in Zabul province say at least 2 civilians were killed and 21 wounded when a suicide bomber in a small town walked up to NATO and Afghan troops patrolling a market. A roadside bomb struck a convoy in Logar province, killing an American military member and wounding a U.S. radio network reporter. That attack makes August the deadliest month for U.S. forces in Afghanistan since the Taliban-led government was ousted in 2001. Steve Herman, VOA News, Kabul.